This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship radio station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. To our over-the-road truckers out there who are getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and the women behind the big rigs, thank you for what you're doing. And a special shout-out to the first responders and firefighters and paramedics and rescue folks that are working down there in Surfside, Florida, for what they're trying to do on their rescue and recovery efforts there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler, all the same way. On Twitter, you'll find us at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, take a look at the things that are over there. Save yourself some money. All right, joining us right now from the great state of Michigan, where he has to put up with that mayor and that governor and those awful people that run the state up there, which, by the way, he said he was moving, so we'll see how fast that's going to happen. It's Ron Edwards. There they are. There they are. They've been waiting for an hour. They've been building up the intensity over there. This is the coffee club. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, there they go. They're all going back in again. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely. And good morning, everyone.
Yep, okay. Yes. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we've got all sorts of things going on today. And by the way, Flip is saying good morning.
Good morning, Flip.
Now, we're starting to hear that the registered voters are being polled about all sorts of different things. And this is right up your alley, and you're a good one to talk about this. 82% of the registered voters now say that religious liberty, in their minds, is very important. Now, this goes against what the Democrats are trying to tell us.
Well, of course, Democrats are against Christianity, especially when it comes to religion. The survey was about 1,000 U.S. likely voters conducted recently, I think June 16th and 17th, by Rasmussen. And it says that voters think that the freedom of religion is very important to a healthy American society. And I must say that, Captain, history proves that to be correct. The Founding Fathers relied heavily upon their faith, particularly in the Christian side of things. And also 67% who say it's very important. Only 9% disagree, and another 9%, well, they don't know which way to go. But of course, belief in our Creator is very important. That's where our liberties come from. Christianity inspired liberty. You can go all the way back to people like William Blackstone and those that were even inspired way back before that to write the Magna Carta, which were inspirations for our Constitution. So it's very important.
Now, Danny Dannon, who used to be a very influential Israeli politician, says that rejoining the Iranian deal threatens the entire world.
Well, as you would say, you think.
A no-brainer to me.
Yeah. The Trump administration announced sanctions, if you remember, against Iran's metal industry and the Islamic Nation, that they were looking to enrich uranium to 20%. Then you had Joe Biden taking office, and boy, he wants to, it seems, to reward Iran for doing such things. And basically, he hasn't learned. Or maybe he has learned, but maybe has a different way of thinking when it comes to enemies like Iran, which should not be rewarded. They should be dealt with in a tough manner so that we can avoid war with them. And for what the Biden team wants to do right now, it's really an endangerment, not only to Israel, but I think, I agree, it's an endangerment to the world because Iran has global designs. They want to harm us. They want to harm Israel. They want to harm other nations as well, even in their own backyard, Saudi Arabia, for example. And so for Biden to feed this beast and to kiss the backside of this beast is a very dangerous situation that's brewing right now.
And they're backing those militias in Syria and in northern Iraq. And by the way, we went after them Sunday night. And then last night, they turned around and fired missiles back at us.
Yep. So they're bass-ackwards. This administration is bass-ackwards in their dealings with Iran and the Middle Eastern situation. And it's only going to get worse until they're replaced.
Well, let me tell you what we need to do to them. We need to drop a Moab right down in the middle of their throat. A Moab, okay? Let's see what they do then.
Yeah, well, you can't do much against one of those.
No. And all right. Hold that thought because we're going to break. Yep, hold on that thought. Okay, we'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Ron Edwards 2. So, don't go nowhere. We got a lot more to talk about here, and I shall return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Nissan, which stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online at Moss, MAUSNissan.com. And don't forget, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is the motto at Moss Nissan. The hottest SUV on the planet right now happens to be the Rogue. Just drive that Rogue. And don't forget that Moss Nissan and their policy is they just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Don't forget clean trade-ins right now, commanding a great resale price. They're worth about 20% more than what they were 3 and 4 months ago. So you can upgrade your ride right now. Maybe you might have a few extra dollars in your pocket. Go take yourself a little vacation or a cruise for the weekend in your new vehicle. Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. So, go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you to save you some more money. Now, here's an Edwards Notebook.
When I was growing up in Cleveland, among the many lessons my dad taught me was there is nothing free in this life, especially if it comes from the government. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Dad described the government handouts as nothing more than an evil scheme to help divide and conquer we the people by taking forcibly from the productive to give to the idle. He also talked about how the schools would work in tandem with the government by indoctrinating multiple generations against the concepts of self-reliance and the Christian-based effort of voluntarily giving to neighbors in need, or church-based charities, which do a remarkable job of helping those caught in the throes of economic misfortunes. According to Forbes, quote, "We've crossed the tipping point. Most Americans now receive government benefits," unquote. The government continues to promise more goodies. And let's not forget, the leftist Democrats' desire to provide taxpayer-funded college education for everybody who wants one. And once enough people are hooked on the intoxicating government handouts, the government will chip away at our inalienable rights without resistance from the now more willing to give up their liberties for so-called stuff. I, for one, am not willing to give up liberty for stuff other people pay for. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
All right, and that's Ron Edwards, the new voice of America. But then again, are you in America? You're in, what, the state of Michigan. What is that up there?
It's the blue part.
Yeah, well, you got to get out of there, man.
It's called Blue America.
You got to get out of there. Well, go big blue, but not necessarily the people that are leading. All right, let me start with something here, because this is took root yesterday. The White House, and in particular Jen Psaki yesterday, tried to peddle the story that the GOP wants to defund the police. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, that's an out-and-out lie, bald-faced lie, an ugly lie, trash, from a trashy individual named Psaki. You know, it's bull capital S with a hit. We know it. It's been the GOP who has been standing up for the police and urging Democrats around the country not to do such craziness, and not to, for instance, Portland, Oregon, run by Democrats, cut the police off, Seattle, New York, elsewhere. Wherever police have been cut off, it's been done by Democrats. It's very, very plain and simple. And she cannot switch the blame and expect intelligent individuals to believe such garbage. She's a liar, and, you know, the truth is not in her. It's self-evident that who has been defunding the police and who supports it.
Mm-hmm. Now, guess who's calling out the CDC for not following the science on airliners?
Well, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, he's trying to urge the Biden administration to lift its long-standing requirement for people to wear masks on airplanes and other forms of mass transportation. Of course they need to. By the way, when you enter in a nice jet, the air is circulated and cleaned, and there are no problems as far as germs flying around and all that garbage. And also, I mean, it's about time. It's time. I mean, it's nothing but bullying. We were on traveling very recently and are going to be heading in your neck of the woods for Independence Day weekend. And to have to go through that garbage, I mean, you're sitting there waiting, right? Mm-hmm. And they keep telling you over and over, remember, when you board the aircraft, make sure that you have a mask on and it covers your nose and mouth completely. The only time you can bring it down is if you are eating or drinking. I mean, like we're robotic children.
How about if you're sitting there in the waiting area for the aircraft, you know, they're sitting there in the lounge or whatever they call it?
Oh, no. They want you to, they're telling people to keep their mask up. Mm. It's crazy, Captain. It's nothing more than abuse and getting people used to being pushed around by government. I really think it's conditioning, part of the conditioning factor.
Mm-hmm. Well, really you know, the gift that keeps on giving, AOC. AOC is out there, and AOC is mocking ordinary people speaking out about the big city crime as being hysterical over the rise in crime. I think she's the one that's hysterical, because remember, she's the one that's doing, she's being, let's see, what is it, she's getting psychological help for her PTSD from the January 6th incident.
She's absolutely crazy. You know, shooting incidents spiked 73% in May compared to the same time in 2020. And in June, they're up 107% compared to just 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest city in the world is experiencing 52% more murders than at the same time 2 years ago. And that coincides with the lessening of the police also. And crime is crime. And, you know, for her to have the gall to sit there and say what she said about this, bias crimes have nearly doubled in the city over the past year. Hate crimes against Asians have increased 335%, and yet she says that people are overreacting, being hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
She's either out of her mind or just as evil as can be. I'll take the first. Yeah, the second. She's evil as can be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We've got one of our question askers here. Okay, Mr. Bagam and Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Captain. I see where Iran has, Iran has retaliated against us by sending missiles. Well, I'm just wondering what's going to happen when they get the nuclear weapons that they're eventually going to get. And would they say to us, well, next time, if you attack us again, we're going to take out Tel Aviv or some United States base. And this is what's going to happen as a result of their getting the nuclear weapon. Unlike North Korea, which doesn't seem to be wholly interested outside of their own country. And anyway, that's what I got to say, Captain.
All right. Well, first of all, they weren't missiles. They were rockets. Okay, they're firing rockets at us, because if they fired missiles at us, that would really be serious, and we would be going into Iran with our drones and whatnot to take them out. But what this is it's something a little bit different. But I get what he's talking about. So do you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Iran needs to be dealt with a strong hand. And they have to know that we mean what we say and say what we mean from a strong standpoint. And we have to excuse the situation right now. And I think we're not going to be strong until we get a different administration. As long as there are people like Biden and sitting in the White House or wherever he's sitting, you're going to continue to see what Iran is doing. And they're taking advantage of our, not necessarily weak leadership, but evil leadership that is bringing harm to not only this country, but the world.
Okay, real quick, because we're going to run out of time. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. says that he has no plans to charge former President Donald Trump with anything.
And I'm glad. I am very glad. Trump said that it wouldn't be happening. He was very strong and vocal against the, I thought it was an unjust investigation. They're trying to sniff and find anything. However, they said they may charge a few individuals for some minor infractions, like maybe a car that wasn't a car rental or something like that, something on that level, but they didn't pay the taxes or something.
Right.
Minor stuff. And in the corporate world, that is nothing. So, yeah. I mean, they were desperately looking for something on the Trumpster. And by the way, they can't get him anyway. He was relying on experts
for
his tax situation.
You're right. Okay, we will talk to you on Thursday, so have yourself a great day. And I'll
Absolutely.
Be on your show this afternoon.
Yes, indeed.
All righty. All right. Talk to you then. All right. I will be on Ron Edwards' show this afternoon, 3 p.m., and you can go to theronedwards.com and get more information about that. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American troops in northeastern Syria came under fire from multiple rockets Monday evening. There were no injuries to U.S. troops in the attack, in apparent retaliation for Sunday's U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militias in Syria and Iraq. The search for survivors among the rubble of a Surfside, Florida condo entered a sixth day Tuesday, with around a half dozen bodies recovered from the partial collapse of the 12-story building and many people still unaccounted for. Rescue specialists from Israel and Mexico joined the American crews in the search for life using cranes, dogs, and infrared scanners. Roads buckled and power cables melted as record temperatures continue across the Pacific Northwest on Monday. Seattle, Washington surpassed its record set Sunday when it hit 108 on Monday evening. And Portland, Oregon, for the third consecutive day, recorded an all-time high temperature of 116 degrees. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Roger P. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Roger. Appreciate that. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. You know, nothing runs like a deer, and of course, Everglades Equipment Group is a John Deere dealer. But did you know they also have a lot of great things for your backyard? Maybe you need some potting soil. Maybe you need some fertilizer. Maybe you need some tools to be able to work out in the garden. They got all of that sort of stuff. Plus, if you need to get your lawn mowed too, they got push mowers. They got self-propelled mowers. They've got riding mowers. They've got leaf blowers. So, go over there, check them out. And for you commercial guys, yep, they've got heavy industrial equipment there as well. All you got to do, there's 4 Everglades Equipment Group stores within the sound of my voice in the state of Florida. All you got to do is go over there, check them out, and see the reliable equipment, the fair prices, and the extraordinary service that you will get at Everglades Equipment Group. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's Everglades Equipment Group, the home of reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, because nothing runs like a deer. Well, unfortunately, folks, the two-party political system in America has not served us well. We were warned. American history, expressed by George Washington and John Adams, they told us what was going to happen. George Washington actually wrote, and I quote, "The alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. Let me now warn you in the most solemn manner against the baneful effects of the spirit of the party. End of quote. And then John Adams said, and I quote, a division of the Republic into two great parties is to be dreaded as the great political evil, end of quote. And America is now what Washington and Adams and our founders dreaded it would become, a dangerously divided republic. Now, you notice I haven't used the word democracy because we're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. And the people that keep throwing it up, oh, we're a democracy. Ah. No, we're not. You have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Go learn American history. By the way, in my many years, I don't believe I've ever seen such a rapid turnaround in American society as what we've witnessed during the Trump presidency. In just a few short years, we became energy independent. Gasoline selling for less than $2 a gallon, $1.87 when Trump left office. Our borders were on the way to being fully controlled. Unemployment, the lowest in 50 years. For blacks and Hispanics, all-time record lows. The bottom 50% of households saw a 40% increase in their net worth. And 7 million people went to work with 7 million new jobs created by almost 7 million people off food stamps. 1.2 million manufacturing jobs were created. Unemployment for women hit a 70-year high. And Donald Trump signed the largest tax reform package in history, giving a typical family of four earning $75,000 a year a $2,000 tax cut. Plus, over 400 companies announced bonuses, wage increases, new hires, or new investments in the United States. And over $1.5 trillion, think of that, repatriated itself back into the United States from overseas. Now, the Dow went from 20,000 to 30,000. Our military was rebuilt. And this is just a short list. Now, is it possible President Trump actually did what no other president in memory's ever done? Give America back to Americans? You betcha. With all the pride that goes with it? Uh-huh. Did Trump actually turn his attention to his country rather than his party? Yep. Was Donald Trump actually putting America and Americans first? Oh, yeah. And was he a president that owed nothing? No peripheral political deals? No paybacks? You betcha. You betcha. And at the same time, I've never witnessed such an offensive, treasonous, dirty, even murderous reaction to the Trump success, a political party totally committed to the failure of a president, the country, and the people be damned. And that's what we've witnessed with a series of impeachments by the Democrats based on nothing, a pandemic to scrap the economy, and then a fraudulent election to rid themselves of a candidate that they couldn't beat, so they had to cheat. As Washington would say, this is a horrid enormity. Now, since the 60s, but most obviously since the midterm elections of 2010, our political system has fractured into two distinct entities, openly disagreeing on the very basics of life and culture, our Constitution, our system of government, our values, our mores. And the Democratic Party has gone completely over to the dark side, giving a hard sell on the evils of America to the disenchanted, the underachievers, and even minority groups, especially the black community, spreading hate, division, and blame for their circumstances on a racist country, and then openly embracing Marxism, while many of us have watched in disbelief. Now, these Democrats have seen the frustration that they've created these past many decades They saw President Trump lift many of them out of the morass and become desperate to get them back where they belong, in the bog. The Democrats, of course, don't want them having what Donald Trump was giving them, voting Democrat in order to get their little dribble of an allowance. Now, since it's become apparent that the Democratic Party has made a fateful decision to break our nation, our institutions, the greatest country in the world, in order to make and remake its image, they no longer even pretend to display concern for benefiting its people and society. Their only goal is power, and they have no intention of ever disengaging. Now, who's made this national crisis foreign to even the thoughts of our founders is that they were concerned a majority would lord over the minority. And that's why we had a Bill of Rights, the branches of government, and the Electoral College. But that's not what we're experiencing. Because the Democratic Party, after the 2016 election, refused to accept any future loss. They saw to it that they would win regardless of the will of the people. And they had BLM and Antifa in the streets and in the wings, burning and threatening to burn down the country in case anyone disagreed. So now we have a situation that nobody ever anticipated. The minority pretending to be the majority, lording over the real majority. Now, no clear-thinking person believes America is inherently racist, an evil society, or that we should teach our children that white people are inherently the oppressors, privileged, while black people are inherently oppressed by design. But here it is. America is close to a race war, just what the Democrats wanted, just what they need to close down the country and take complete control. But I really feel a turnaround is coming. Americans are getting it. Democratic fatigue is setting in. They're fatigued over their children being indoctrinated rather than educated, fatigued over manufactured racism, fatigued over massive increases in crime, blaming everyone and everything except the criminal. And they're fatigued over destroying the greatest economy in our history because it wasn't their idea. Fatigued over the Democrats opening our borders in order to create a new upper class that they can buy off with taxpayer money. They're fatigued over rewriting our history to meet their narrative, fatigued over the underclass that's showing up with the Democratic operatives pretending to be the news media, fatigued over a virus and a pandemic that looks increasingly fabricated for a purpose. Well, they broke what wasn't broke, folks. They fixed what didn't need to be fixing until it did break. Democrats do what Democrats do. Create a problem, then introduce a fix that only benefits them. And what's worse is we have a corrupt mental case in the White House, spending our country into financial oblivion, chasing shadows for the Marxists in the wings, promising to be an even bigger disaster. Wake up, America, while there's still time. No one can convince me this was the people's choice. No one. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Barracata 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. And I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Alrighty, and this part of the broadcast brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Just stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Well, today is Tuesday, and on Tuesdays, I'll be over at Mission Barbecue for our Have Lunch with the Captain lunch that we have there. I'm there from 11:30 to 1:30, and the reason I get there at 11:30 is because at 12 noon, if you haven't been to Mission Barbecue, they play the national anthem, and everybody stands up, puts their hands over their heart. You can sing the national anthem if you want, and if you're a veteran, you stand there and render a hand salute while you're standing at attention. And we do that every Tuesday that we're there with our group. And we've started out with 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, and we've had as many as 15, 20 people there, sometimes a few more than that, because you never know who's going to come. You never know if a contingent of the deputies and firefighters and Coast Guard and Air Force or whoever's going to show up comes over there to West Waters at the Mission Barbecue over there at the north end of the airport. And they're great people there. We like them, and they take good care of us, and they're all about America, Mission Barbecue. We appreciate them. We look forward to seeing the gang today, too. Now, let's not forget that CNN, who's got more trouble than they want to admit, is currently losing so many numbers, so much rating. It's not just Brian Stetler anymore. Now it's Jake Tapper. The program that Jake Tapper hosts is called The Lead. He's lost 75% of his audience since January. Now, the all-time leader over there is Stetler with 80%. And Stetler, a week or so ago, had the fewest amount of viewers that he's ever had, 676,000. Now, this was amazing, because that was the night that we had one of the highest numbers we've had in a long time, and we were way ahead of Stetler. So it's just unbelievable, but it's about time that the folks at CNN got what they deserved, and that was nobody's watching it. Now, I want to say something to my friends in New York. The NYPD is currently hunting for a Times Square shooter who shot a Marine in the back yesterday for no reason. He was walking along with his family on vacation, on leave, didn't have any identification. He was a Marine. And this punk just came up behind him and shot him. Now, the cops, according to de Blasio, were going to flood Times Square with police officers. You know how many cops you're going to send to Times Square? 50. I don't call that flooding Times Square. If you've ever been there, it's pretty good size. You'll know what I mean. But 50 cops, that's what you're going to put there in Times Square to try to stop this, because this has been going on. This is not just a random incident. And by the way, they've got a really good video picture of this guy trying to get away. So maybe that'll help get him caught. But crime is running rampant in the big blue cities. And part of it is because the district attorneys are not prosecuting them effectively. There's this no bail stuff where they can go in and the judge says, okay, you're free to go on your own recognizance. Mr. District Attorney, is that okay? Yeah, sure, Judge. And away they go. And whoever cooked that one up is an idiot. Whoever cooked that one up is an absolute idiot. Because you don't take the really bad guys, especially the ones that did something that bodily harmed someone, and just turn them around and put them out on the street. You just don't do that. But apparently, in New York, and Philadelphia and Detroit and Chicago and L.A. and Portland and Seattle. Apparently that's okay. Well, you reap what you sow. And these people are getting exactly what they got coming. And by the way, you are right, Eric. I don't see him winning either, but I would like to see Curtis Sliwa. He is a law and order guy. He was around with Rudy Giuliani back in the day when Giuliani cleaned up New York. And that's exactly what they need right now. They need a mayor in New York and a police department in New York that's going to go in there, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, get their funding back, and go out and get these bums off the street and lock them up. That's what they got to do. So there you go. And I meant to type shoo, like shoo, Eric. Oh, boy. Can't put anything, but you can't get anything past these people. So anyway, there you go. Now, don't forget Saturday this week, former President Donald Trump coming to Robarts Arena down there, Sarasota County Fairgrounds. They're going to have like a MAGA Fest that's going to start at 2 o'clock. There'll be music, there'll be exhibits and this, that, and the other and all that. That'll go on till about 5. The speakers will kick in about 5 o'clock. And then the president's expected to speech, former President Donald Trump, at about 8 o'clock. And then right after that, they're going to have fireworks. And I will be there. Now, I also found out yesterday that I'm going to be at the Turning Point USA conference. July the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Convention Center in downtown Tampa. We'll be sitting there in Radio Row. So that's going to be a good thing. So we're starting to get out more. Political season is kicking up for sure. And you never know where I might show up at. And for you folks up there listening to us in South Carolina and Georgia tonight, old Danny, boy, came aboard. And pretty much dissipated right now, but there's still a lot of rain associated with the system moving along. It'll probably work its way into Tennessee eventually as a low pressure system, because it was a depression and now I think it's pretty much down to nothing. And I'm looking at Charleston, which is about where the storm went in at, as rain. There was some wind, but nothing all that drastic. And for you folks out west today, stay cool any way you can. Salem, Oregon, where we have an affiliate, and you folks in Salem, we feel your pain. 117 degrees yesterday in Salem, Oregon. Holy smoke. And it's going to be almost as warm today. All right, we'll see you all tonight on the Radidio. I'll see many of you today for lunch at Mission Barbecue. Have yourself a great day, and remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. God bless America.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.